Welcome to the Encourage Her Community Podcast. I'm Joe, your co-host here at Encourage Her. Welcome to the community. We are women who choose to encourage. In a world full of critics, we need more encouragers. Let's get some encouragement today. Happy Monday. Good morning, encouragers. It's Joe, your co-host for the Encourage Her Community Podcast. Our final day, day 21. We have gone through 21 days of declaring biblical truth. This is our last and final declaration that we will go through. Tomorrow, we will have a wrap-up podcast. Here we go. 21. God is my best friend, and I am his. God is my best friend, and I am his. Our best friend. When you think about a best friend, I don't know what qualities you think of. But for me, I think of dependability, honesty, loyalty, an ear, a listening ear, someone you know that will be there. You know, maybe they make you smile, maybe they make you laugh, maybe you have some fun with them, but truly a best friend is someone who never leaves you, has unconditional love, and stands by your side, even when you make mistakes. Sounds an awful lot like the character of God, if you ask me. He is our ultimate best friend. He is the one who would never leave us. He is the one who brings joy and gentleness and kindness and fruitfulness to our lives. And yet, he corrects and he loves and he guides and he steers in such a gentle, beautiful way, the way a friend would do. As iron sharpens iron, it says in scripture, God is our best friend who is sharpening us and directing us along our path. How lucky are we? Is the lyric of the song, "Oh, what a friend I have in Jesus." It's true. I think it's a fine line that we remember him as a friend. I think he is our best friend. But I think we also want to be careful to remember he is our best friend who is the Holy of Holies. That's sort of a hard thing to remember, the many names of God and describing his many character traits. And I think it's Francis Chan that I've heard say that God has become such a friend that we've lost sort of our awe and our wonder. And, you know, the Holy of Holies is he. So, Father, who art thou in heaven, holy be thy name. So yes, he's our best friend, but he's our holy best friend, worthy of all praise. I want to show you some parts of scripture that speak to God being our best friend and how God actually, when he walked the earth, when he was amidst his people, treated them as so. So we first want to go to Exodus, where here we see Moses and the people of God traveling through the desert. And they are traveling with the tent of meeting, which was the temporary tabernacle or kind of the first place of worship where the Holy of Holies, meaning God, was kept. And they would travel with it. And God during the day would cover them with clouds so that they would not overheat and they could have shade and then be a pillar of fire at night so they'd have light to continue traveling. What a good friend we have in God. Exodus 33, verse 11. Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. So Moses was the mouthpiece, if you will, at times for God during this time. And he would bring messages to Moses, and then Moses would tell his people. And think about that. Like, imagine God being face to face with you like a friend. Amazing. Spoke to us as if he was our friend, and still is till this day. John 15:15. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you my friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. So this is Jesus saying to us, I've told you everything my Father's told me. You know, as we said in one of our declarations, all my secrets, right? You have access to them. You are my friend. You are not my servant. He came to set us free. And we are free indeed, with a best friend by our side. And the last part I want to get to is in James. But I've got to find it. James, let's see here. James chapter 2, verse 23. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. A friend of God. The Holy of Holies is our friend. He's by our side. He cares for us. He wants to spend time with us. You imagine your best friend waiting to spend time with you. He's jealous of our time. He's jealous of our relationship. He wants to be your best friend. He wants you to do life with him. He cares about the big things and the small things, just like a best friend does. Right? A best friend wants to hear about what color nails you got at the nail salon, but she also wants to hear how you're doing in your marriage, right? She's curious about what you ate for lunch. I'm sure she'd rather you have healthy choices, right? She cheers you on when you went for a run or you took a nap or you read the next chapter of your book, but she cares about your hard stuff. That's a best friend. Unconditional, never-ending best friend is who we have in God. The Holy of Holies wants to be your best friend too. Declare it upon your life anytime you feel lonely or friendless. You've got the best friend that there is, and he loves you. Ladies, I am so honored that you chose to spend some time with me this morning. I hope and pray that the Word of God encouraged you and that you feel inspired to now get out into the world and be a woman who chooses to encourage. Remember, Encourage Her is a God-given, purpose-driven ministry. This podcast is for the taking. It's free for the sharing. Please share it with her. Also, remember to subscribe, like, and follow us on Instagram at Encourage Her Wellness for your daily, quick encouragements throughout the week. From now till then, stay encouraged. And choose to encourage her. I'll see you next Monday. Love to you all.